first time I called your show, it was about the immigration thing. And then a few months after, you were saying, phone up the show and tell me how immigration has made your life worse. And I thought, well, that's an interesting question. So it was actually such a good show that I went back and spoke to my wife, and we actually took time out to sit down and try to work out how immigration has made our life worse. And let me tell your listeners who are concrete that immigration is worse. If it wasn't for the people who are willing to work in the warehouses, the people who are able to work in the hospitals, number one, I wouldn't actually have as much work as a courier as what I do have. And number two, my wife would be in a wheelchair. So if you're an immigrant, you want to come to this country and you want to contribute, you crack on. But if you want to be in this country and keep staring at your belly button, you need to get the torch out, you need to look in the mirror and see that the monster is inside you and not the person on the street.
Right, two things. Number one, thank you. All right, that's why I get out of bed in the mornings. Number two, I don't know how long you've got, but we could wait here, and within 2 minutes, you will be accused of being a set-up call by some of the people you described in your own introduction. Here he is. Here we go. Here's a set-up call. Here we go. Another stooge phoning up James O'Brien. I can't prove to them that you're not.
Sorry, James.
That's all right, mate.
I was just going to say, you know, I'm utterly not. I'm just an open-minded person. He's actually got half a brain of intelligence. I don't want to be an ignorant, arrogant English person who isn't able to think for himself. And you know what? This thing about Tower Hamlets, yeah, so what if a place is full of Asians and whatever else? How do you think the one or two black people feel when they live in some village? They're the ones who feel uncomfortable, but they still try to make an effort with us. Why can't you be for one or two English people in wherever, whatever school, and why can't you make an effort to get on with them?
Set up call.
Nah, not at all, James.
Stooge.
Not at all.
Stooge, one of his lefty liberal metropolitan elite mates who's been waiting all day to ring in.
No. I'm a 20 stone, white, skinned British guy, and I've seen the light.